punk and the schooner. No one is punk.
Show number 26 here of Noise Punk and Das Kooner. I am Das Kooner. Gene, who in God's name are you?
I am Noise Punk. Yo, this is show number 26. We got a little beer, we got a little rum, and we got a very special guest whose name is composer, keyboardist Dan Palkowski.
Yes, hello, welcome.
Say hello, Dan.
Cheers.
All right. We're enjoying a bit of the rum that he graciously brought over to our studios.
Dan brought us some rum, and he brought us some
Gosling. He says yes.
Gosling is the name of the rum by Memon. Sorry, it's like a commercial here
with lemon.
Well, we know Dan from another friend of ours, Dan Cooper, who I believe
was Dan, a guest.
He was a guest, and
umpteen years ago,
not too long ago, and they have a band together. But we'll get into that later. But first, I think Charles should ask Dan Palkowski the question.
Obvious first question: what got everything started for you in terms of being a composer? And you know, it's a typical question, but has to be asked.
Oh my God! Well, let's see. Playing the piano around age 7, I guess. And before that, actually, my sisters played the piano, and I heard them whanging away. And we had a nice old Wurlitzer upright. And I don't know, I started plunking notes out and kind of, you know, liked the way they sounded. I think my first song went something like...
Live performance!
See, I already knew the Lydian mode, even like when I was like 4 years old. So.
Lydian or Lydian, why'd I have to get rid of you?
You betcha.
Wait, that's a different...
After high school, I kind of bummed around for about 6 years and wound up in New York City to do a rock opera.
A rock opera.
Met a fellow in L.A. named Jim LaGuardia, who was working on the next great rock opera. This was back in about 1976 or something like that.
Right. And did you do the time warp again?
The time warp. Yeah, I can't help myself. I just keep going back and forth. And, so came to New York, and it was the dead of winter. It was like a blizzard that year, I believe, and rented a car, drove from Kansas City, where I'd been hanging out doing magic tricks, to the city, and it was fun.
You were doing tricks?
Did a little bit of everything.
Oh, magic tricks.
Those magic tricks,
turning
tricks.
Like on the street with a pan in front of you for donations?
No, in a genuine mall, actually.
All right.
One of the first of its kind, right. Anyway, I was playing keyboards for this rather good rock opera, which unfortunately was a little too good, so of course it never pulled in much of an audience. And but hey, you know, it got me here, and I had an Aunt Mary, who lived actually down on 57th and 2nd.
Charles, didn't you have an Aunt Mary?
As a matter of fact, I do have an Aunt Mary. I'm sure we're fascinated. Thank you for interrupting the man. Anyway, continue.
Well, there we go. Well, it's not the same Aunt Mary, but you never know. Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
Charles also has an Uncle Mary.
Yes. So, she really kept pestering me until I really got my act together and kind of got back into school. So I took some courses at Juilliard and eventually decided to enroll full-time, went to Manhattan School of Music. And
What years?
I was there from...
You were born, Charles.
I'm too feeble. I've got to think about the years. Well, I really started in the winter. Like it was 78, 79, finished up in 83 there.
Wow, you look good for a old-timer.
Yeah, well, get a little gristly here. Yeah.
who were your teachers?
Well, okay, Elias Tannenbaum, that's the guy I work with. Good old Elias, he's my hero. And worked with Eulalia. She, the usual, the rote.
Iron Will, that's the short answer about Leo Eulalia.
I owe so much to her, though, you know.
I didn't mean to shoot Eulalia.
One of the pieces I will play, I really owe directly to her, you know, one of the piano pieces.
What? Well, that's a great segue. What would you like us to hear?
Let's hear some music.
Well, okay then. Actually, Dan Cooper, who's been helping me out on a lot of things lately and is the bassist in the trio, actually, has been tweaking a piece that I've been sort of trying to get back out onto the airwaves here. And this is actually, it started out as a piano concerto, but has gone through many different iterations. Actually, it was my master's thesis at Columbia, in fact. Oh. And it's really more now of a rhapsody, so I'm calling it a Rhapsody on a Jasmine Flower, which is based on the Jasmine Flower melody, da-da-da-da, you know, the Puccini.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh. It's not really Puccini, of course. He stole it from the Chinese, but, you know.
Goddamn Chinese.
Yeah.
That's what I always say.
And so it's really, but it really is sort of a piano concerto. Piano plays pretty much throughout the piece, and we've been sort of revitalizing the score and editing like crazy, and it's pretty much ready for prime time.
So this is
an electronic rendition.
Oh, it's a MIDI version, and we can watch the score while we listen.
We certainly can.
Yay, score! Here at Noise Punk and Dust Crooner. All right, Charles, why don't you announce it?
This is Rhapsody on a Jasminian Melody, you said?
No. That's a nice title. Okay.
It's a new title by Dust Crooner.
It's the rum, I'm sorry.
Rhapsody on a Jasmine Flower.
Here.
Moli Hua is the name of the song it's based on.
An electronic rendition by our guest tonight,
Daniel
Pawkowski.
I want to make sure I get that right.
Pawkowski. Is the L silent?
It's actually a W, Pawkowski. It's spelled L, but it's pronounced W.
Pawkowski.
It's the L with a little dash.
Sorry, folks out there.
Here on Noise Punk and Das Kruder. Thank you. Rhapsody on a Jasmine Flower by our guest composer Daniel Palkowski here on Noise Punk and Dust Crooner.
Can't believe he messed up his name again.
Yeah, why'd you have to point it out? Well, edit out. Come
on. I'm not editing nothing.
Come on.
I don't edit, Charles.
All right.
Well, that was some impressive. Well, first of all, it was a great piece, but second of all, it was impressive MIDI sounds.
Yeah.
Almost Strictus.
15 years in the making, so.
Oh, really?
It's been through at least 4 different versions and iterations. This one was all done with soft synthesizers. It was done with the Garroton Orchestra, which is part of the, what's it called, Contact Player. It's also done with the new Mark of the Unicorn product called Mach 5, which also did a lot of the string sounds and stuff like that. But previously it was done with Kurzweils and Proteus modules, and right. I've got like 3 different versions hanging around.
Well, your next version should be the real orchestra.
Yes. this is a piece in search of a conductor, so tell all your conductor
That's
friends.
That's right. Anybody conductor listening?
Never performed.
You like
live
it?
By
and humans. you wrote it. It's a piano concerto for your wife, no?
Yeah, who's exactly. The pianist? Shi Ling Shi is her name. Yeah.
Oh, okay. As we were listening to the piece, we were talking about the fact that the note E, which in case you listeners are wondering is but anyway, do you as a composer in any of your pieces, do you feel the need to have, like myself, we have composers, they like to have some element that is sustained generally throughout, you kind of the anchor for which the rest of the material can fall upon. I seem to notice that in this piece. Do you generally feel that way in some way every time you write a piece, or
Every time, it really depends. It depends on the piece. Some pieces, I'd say, are sort of inspired by a motive or a particular mode that I've been messing around and improvising in or something like that. In which case, yeah, that often propagates throughout the piece. But sometimes, you want to break away from that and you really want something that, in the old-fashioned 12-tone sense, kind of moves all over the place, and very intentionally tries not to do that. But, I like to have a kind of an underpinning, as you can probably, maybe you can hear in that piece. That piece is actually based on a pivot between 2 chords that are separated by a tritone. So basically it's a tritone.
The devil's interval.
The devil's interval. It's a sort of a big open, there you go, a big open E-flat chord. Actually, here, let me pound it out here.
Sure. A live performance like here, Noise Punk and Dust Crooner Studios.
That's the first part, and the other upper half is this, in an inversion. And then it does the inversion of that. So it kind of moves around.
Those are like ninth chord or something.
Basically. Oh, you get all kinds of really neat, depending on how you voice it, you get all kinds of interesting.
Charles only knows triads. Yes.
Yeah, you know.
Major. He only knows major triads.
But I know the sevenths on top of it.
Oh, that's nice.
All right.
That's your nice boy. More music. Let's hear some. Well, Dan gave us a very hip. It's not a CD. It's not a tape. It's not a. It's a record. A real record. A real LP. And it's called Daniel Palkowski Asterism. Asterism?
Asterism, yeah, which is a collection of 3 asterisks, as I found out. And to this day, I really don't remember why I named it that. But other than the fact that it's a collection of stars. So in a way,
do you want to play a little game with this, real quick?
Sure.
We do sometimes. Charles tries to read the program note, which is in the back of this record.
My God.
Improvise. You do it on the piano. I'll do it on the keyboard, and we try to make him laugh somehow, so he can't go on.
Okay.
Here we go. Let's see. An improvisation on Charles reading the program note to Dan Palkowski's album.
The word asterism popped up at me out of the dictionary during a search for something along the lines of ad astra. Since that venerable old phrase was not glossed in Webster's, I went off searching for other appropriately starry phrases with which to name my album. It didn't take long before I stumbled upon this one, which means a small group of stars, a constellation in its more exalted definition. Perhaps in some future time, it will come to mean damn! All right, you got me. All right. I tried to make it to the end of the paragraph, and I couldn't do it, so. Yes.
I think Charles is faking it.
Yeah, you.
Sometimes Charles fakes it.
That's what she said to you, man.
That's what she said. Can we hear something from this album now that we've read the program?
Yeah, I've digitized some of the stuff. Let me see what.
There's a piece called
Shi
Ling. I assume
it's
about your wife.
That is. And that one and First Fall are both on the album. So
right. Should we hear it?
The one you're looking at right now is First Fall. All but right. If you have Shi Ling queued up, whichever.
No, I don't have anything queued up.
Well, let's do Shi Ling then.
Charles announced it. Here, this is the name of the piece.
Okay.
If you want to read the program notes.
Thanks, Mom.
Go, Charles.
Shiling by Daniel Pakowski here on Noise Punk and Duskura. Shiling was a free-flowing exploration of certain longings I was feeling during a prolonged absence of my then pre-wife of the same way name. No matter why it's embarrassing.
Maybe you should read this letter.
The closest approach. All right, I'll stop right there. So let's hear it. Shiling by our guest Daniel Pakowski here on Noise Punk and Duskura. A powerful piece indeed, Shi Ling, subtitled Prayer for Perfection, by our composer guest Daniel Palkowski here on Noise Punk and Dust Crooner.
That was like epic. It reminded, I don't know what it reminded me of, but kind of like, you know, I mean, obviously a lot of synthesizers, so it brings you back to the 80s, which this was recorded in the 80s, and that was the time, right?
This was kind of an old piece, but it was done in good old room 518, which many of us know from Manhattan School of Music.
First time I did cocaine, 518.
There you go, yes.
Oh, hope Elias Tannenbaum doesn't hear that. I'll get my diploma taken away.
I'm so stoned.
I actually recorded a song there saying there's not enough cocaine to go around, and I recorded it. I never showed it to Dad, but I recorded a lot of things that were there. That was the place, right? You just hang out and record.
Stains on the floor endure to this day, I'm sure.
It's quite
a place, that room. Jeez. Well, anyway, yeah, so, you know, I took the old, they had a piano, some upright piano in there, and that, and an old Yamaha Electone organ. And Rand Steiger did some amazing work in BASIC, programming this old device, which was one of the first interfaces between a digital machine that was basically using some old Commodore computer to control the ARP 2500 synthesizer. And crazy. So, you know, we were all using that to do all kinds of stuff. And this piece came out of just a series of about four pieces that I put together using that stuff. And had a lot of fun doing it. And, it's very churchy and chorale because of the organ effects. But I was
remember the tape? The real tape, the real tape.
Oh, yes.
You said you have to actually, like, it's crazy now because now computers copy and paste, you do everything digital. But here, an actual razor and tape and put it in the thing, it'll cut things up and put them together and splice. And yep. It was an actual copy and paste, but in.
And you would think, crazy. You know, you'd think a lot more people would do that kind of material now. It's become so easy, and yet it's one of those weird things where technology has made it so easy to cut and splice that nobody does it anymore.
Nah, people do. Well, I mean, not like that.
I mean, aesthetically. Like, you know, you do it to make a good job out of a botched performance. But
all the time,
as far as the aesthetic reasons, yeah, that's all.
We certainly don't do it here at Noise Bung and Dust Scrutiner. All botched performances are left intact.
No splicing allowed. Yes, indeed.
Okay, so we heard some MIDI music. We heard some electronic music. Let's hear some acoustic music.
Yes.
Speaking of Xiling, I'm going to give her a chance to perform a little bit for you here. This is a set of piano.
Show, excuse me.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Dimmy. So she did an incredible performance of a set of piano variations that I did under the this piece originated under the tutelage of Ludmilla Ulela, actually, as part of one of her later counterpoint classes.
Right.
And it's a set of variations about 8 minutes long, but it's one of my favorite things that I've done, and it actually is a piece that helped me, I think, get into Tanglewood back in a few years ago.
Oh yeah, so. Yeah. Talking about Tanglewood and stuff.
Good old
I got
Tanglewood.
An email from one of your fans, and not allowed to say who.
Okay.
He gave me a set of questions. I'm going to read some of them out, and you answer the ones you want. Don't answer them all.
Okay.
He said.
No pressure.
When the first came to New York City, musicians he worked with. We talked about that a little already?
But a little bit, yeah. Okay, well,
anybody else you want to say?
You can delete it now.
Well, yes, actually.
Anybody famous?
Course, yeah, Anthony Jackson.
Jackson.
Pretty well-known bass player, I think.
We had a guest here, John Clark, and he played with Anthony Jackson. Actually, we put it on.
Well, Anthony gave me my first commission, actually, that any human being ever gave me, which was for a bass concerto that I never actually finished. So he never finished paying me.
That's fair, I guess.
So I owe him a lot of music, and he owes me a little money, so I guess we'll just leave it that way for now. And like I said, Jim LaGuardia was the guy who created the opera, and it was a great piece. I think Anthony got very, very had his fill of Jim LaGuardia eventually, but you know, that's it was fun anyway.
All right, his CD Electria.
Yes.
Anything you want to say about it?
Sure. Well,
Something we could play later. All right, we'll talk.
That's next.
Sorry. Okay, multimedia works at Ernst & Young.
Yes. Okay. All right.
If you don't want to answer, just say keep
going.
Well,
you know, that's my day gig, and I do a lot of music for them. And I actually did a lot of freelancing for them years
who are
ago.
They? What's Ernst & Young?
Ernst & Young. One of the big four accounting firms. It's a place you should know. And someday, if you become rich and famous, then you'll probably have much needed their services.
Are you? You do music for them or accounting?
Yeah, I do a lot of things. A lot of webcasting. We do it's a whole technology department. Yeah, it's sort of mostly internal communications, but
okay, arts and painting and gemstones.
Yes. Yep, I like to paint. I like to cut gems and create things like that. I've always had kind of a
Charles likes to cut the egg.
Yes, well.
Sorry.
So visuals half of it, music the other half, and
You were talking about some website. Well, maybe in the end we'll say it at the end of the show, so people artwork. Okay, one more. Okay, his wife, daughter are musicians too. Quickly,
yes,
the wife
indeed.
We know is a pianist. We're gonna hear her in a second. The daughter
and
plays.
My daughter is a very good violinist, Anya.
Anya. That's a Russian name.
Yes, in fact, there's a quartet that is being performed around by such luminous groups as the Lumina Quartet.
Hey, of course, Lumina.
And yes, and they will be performing that, actually, I believe.
It's scheduled a piece called Anya?
It's called Anya's Quartet.
Oh.
And yeah, it was written for Anya.
Oh, cool.
And she's an amazing violinist.
Other stories, Tanglewood, etc.
And a novelist, I should say, too.
Oh, novelist, too?
Yes.
Jesus.
Yes, indeed.
All right, well, I think we're...
Renaissance woman.
Okay.
Yes, indeed.
Well, let's go back to your wife as a pianist and hear her play.
Yes, indeed.
This is the Variations for Piano?
Yeah, Piano Variations, right.
Here on Noise Punk and Dust Crooner. A very beautiful C major chord to end on. That was Piano Variations by our guest composer, Daniel Palkowski.
That was
here.
B sharp.
No, yes, it was B sharp, right.
D double flat sharp.
Yeah. And that was his wife, Shailing Shi, here play at the piano.
Did you mispronounce?
Shailing. Okay. I'm really great with names. If you listen to every program, you notice I screw up a name here and there. And Gene won't let go of it. Here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner.
Charles, your phone.
Yeah, you wish
Charles,
it were.
Charles, pick it up. Charles, pick it up. Hello? Hello, Charles, you've mispronounced another name. Sorry.
You know, that's funny, but I don't know why. But anyway.
Okay, we're running out of time. We want to hear more music. Please, Dan, can you play some new music? What else do you have? Please, Dan, let me show you a little bit of music.
Okay. Actually, though, before we go on, let me just mention that piece was later fleshed out into a suite, and you can hear all of these things on my website.
Website!
Okay, there are a couple of places you can get to it, but the easiest one is just dpalkowski.com.
dpalkowski.com.
And Palkowski D-P-A-L-K-O-W-S-K-I.
Who could understand that? What did you misspell? What
I corrected myself in the end.
Charles, get that. That's for you. Charles, that's for you. Hello, Charles, you're an idiot.
It's the rum.
The rum's really working today.
And the Czech beer.
Thank you for the rum.
Yeah.
After I drank my Czech beer in a restaurant, you know what I said? Czech.
Yeah.
And then it bounced.
More music.
Okay. So.
dpalkowski.com.
All right. So I have a CD called Electria. And most of the material on that CD came from a project we did at NYU, where I teach at the Interactive Telecommunications Program. We did a CD. It was sort of a game. This was back in the 90s. And it was based on chaos theory. There were games.
Chaos.
And it turned into quite a lot of different things, went in a lot of different directions. And I spent some time doing quite a lot of music for it, and some of which appeared in it, some of which didn't. But I ended up with a suite of pieces. And so I put those together on the CD, in addition to some other things. And part of what evolved out of that were a series of sort of pop tunes. I mean, part of what I do is not just... You know, the hardcore serious stuff, but
we don't use the word serious.
You know, well, I hate the word
everything
serious.
Is serious everything unless is you serious. Don't do it when you're writing.
Well,
it
you know what? I tell you what. The last thing I want you to play will be after we'll play this piece. But I want you to end up with my circus music because
absolutely,
that's great. That's my the Circus of Values music. Have you ever played?
Great, because Charles Elephant has to take a shit anyway.
Yeah, that's wonderful, Gene.
So anyway, I'm going to play you something which I did as a part of a trio with Andrew Harkin, the bassist, and Bob Muller, the percussionist. And it's actually a three-movement piece, but we just committed the third movement to digits, and it's called A Switch in Time. And
this is from the City Eclectic.
It is it's the last cut on the Electria CD.
Okay, Charles, announce that. Did you memorize any of that?
A Switch in Time by our composer guest Daniel Palkowski here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner.
Charles, your phone. Can you pick it up?
Hello?
Charles, that was a good job.
Aw.
Ah, yes, indeed. A Switch in Time by our guest, composer Daniel Palkowski, here on
Noise Punk Dust Gruner.
That's
and I
right.
I was telling Daniel that it gave me a little bit of a reminder of Rush. A little Rush, a little Geddy Lee over there. We needed some high vocals or some shit now.
Go, go Canada.
What?
They're a Canadian group.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
They're Canadian. They Rush or Canadian?
I'll fucking blame rape Canada. You. Yeah. All right, well, whatever. Yeah, blame Canada.
Blame
exactly.
Canada.
But okay, so we're, that's hip. Can you talk about quickly, give us some websites. You said that you have a comedy website, an art website, something, something.
Well, yeah, the website I gave you before, dpalkowski.com, has got a lot of paintings and, you know, all everything we've heard plus a lot more you can actually find there. I've pretty much opened up at least the 64K kilobit versions of my stuff to pretty much anybody who wants to listen and download and whatever.
You know. All right, people, so go there.
Steal,
there's
you know,
some kind
you know.
Of a comedy show. I'm not really sure what that
yeah,
means.
Yeah, and snide.tv is a site started by an associate of mine, Howard Tiersky. I do all the sound and music for that. We've done spoofs on the latest one. We did a spoof on Anything You Can Do, I Can Do Better with Hillary and Obama, you know, going
nice,
at it.
Nice.
And yeah, we did a funeral for Castro, a sort of pre-mortem.
Yeah, he's on the way anyway.
Yeah, yeah, as far as we know. So. And yeah, we've done a lot of fun stuff.
And
it's called www.snide.tv.
Snide.tv.
Or you can go to youtube.com/snide.tv. Yeah, either one of those. You can get to it that way too.
All right. Well, now we're going to go to a piece that you're in a trio with a guy we all know and love, Dan Cooper.
Dan Cooper!
And who's on drums? It's
Amit Shamir.
That's right, Dan's friend.
Yeah, well, you know, I wanted to call the band Dammit, but I don't know why they don't want to do that. I thought Dan, and Amit, but we
Dammit.
Haven't decided
it's
on
good.
A name yet.
You don't have a name yet. Okay, let's find your name right now.
Yeah, well.
Get me my name book. Charles, quick.
Oh,
bring
yeah.
me my name book. Here it is.
We've tried everything. We've looked through all the anagram
word,
generators.
A tempo.
Nah.
Nah.
That sucks.
Believe
Senza
me.
Ritornello. Without a ritornello. I don't know what that is.
Maybe.
How about Season of Golden? Never mind. I can't find a good name.
Yeah.
Hold on. 1 second. Ready? Gank.
Driving Sideways.
Oh, that's Manhattan School. That's a bad name.
A
Pulse.
A what?
A Pulse.
A Pulse.
That's a weird name. It's you're not like
it's original. Well, anyway.
A Pulse.
As in apples?
No, a Pulse.
Okay.
All right. Nice going, Gene.
Pervading the Bridge.
Pervading the Bridge. That's a good one.
That's an interesting name. How about Elias Tannenbaum? Name your band.
I think he's got that one copyrighted.
You
got
to do it. Just name your band with Elias Tannenbaum.
Survivor from Warsaw by Elias Tannenbaum. Okay.
There's a Russian band. They name themselves, what's her name? The girl from that stupid movie, Pulp Fiction. No, it's a good movie. What's her name?
Never mind.
Uma Thurman.
Uma Thurman. That's the name of the band. It's
cool.
A Russian. It's like famous, but it's misspelled, the word. Anyway, sorry. Okay, play this piece. The name of the piece is...
Once
you don't
again.
Know it, don't you, Charles?
Which piece is it?
The 8-minute one from your rehearsal.
Oh, okay, yeah. This piece has been through many names also, but currently it's called Darth in Venice.
Darth in Venice by a band that's not really doesn't have a name, but their name might be a translation of her name.
Darth in Venice by Daniel Pukowski here on Noise Punk and Dust Crooner.
And by the way, it's not an original piece. This is actually an arrangement of one of the last pieces that Franz Liszt ever wrote in 1886 called La Lugubre Gondola.
Sure, beautiful work.
Yes. Well, you won't think so after you hear this, but...
what was Franz Liszt's mother's name?
Oh, God.
Shopping.
Here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner. Your cravings for the circus of values. Yes, that was Step Right Up by our guest Daniel Pakowski. And before that, we heard Darth in Venice by our guest Daniel Pakowski. You're doing great. You keep repeating, man.
I just have to do it to you.
Daniel, what's coming up next for you?
Tell us.
We got more performances coming up. We're working on getting this, the Rhapsody, the first piece we played, into the hands of some enthusiastic and willing conductors. So
come on, Zubin, remember your Zappa days? Come on.
Yeah, give me a break, will you? Yeah, please. Yeah. We have the quartet. I think the Lumina has another couple of performances planned. There's one, I think, in April I saw, the 27th, here in Midtown somewhere.
Fantastic.
I might be playing that concert.
There you go.
Ooh. I don't know, because they have my sextet.
Right, and then there are trios working. We're working on tracking some of the tunes and putting something out digitally, so we'll get that out on the site before too long, and then start performing.
And go visit the website, dpalkowski.com.
I really should shorten my name. Yes.
Man. How about D. Paul?
There you go.
Daniel Paul.
There you go.
So anyway, Daniel, thank you for coming out.
Oh, it's been
Thank you for molesting Charles.
Yeah, well, he'll get over it.
He won't get over it.
I get over everything.
Charles.
Oh my God, it's the theme music.
No, that's not the theme music, Charles.
It's not.
I'll tell you when it is.
All right.
Daniel, thank you very much for coming, and I hope to see you again soon. Oh, I think that's the theme music.
Fool. And until next time, noise to you.
Noise punk and the schooner, noise punk and the schooner, noise punk and the schooner, noise punk.